Times can be tough, especially on relationships when you're spending a lot more time together than you ever expected. And so we have an expert on the line with us to talk us through it right now, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, who is a sexologist and a relationship expert. How are you going, Nikki?
Good. Surviving isolation.
Yes, surviving isolation. That is the topic today, because being in a relationship, normally you've got your own lives going on and you just come together, you know, to talk about what else is happening in life, but there's not a lot to talk about right now.
Well, no, I don't think there's a lot to talk about outside of coronavirus. And that's probably the biggest tip, is that try not to stay at home with your partner talking about what's going on with the virus. It's not easy to talk about your days when your days might mean sitting in front of a computer screen next to each other. But it's a real struggle now. You need to find something interesting and different to bring into your lives and your relationships other than the virus.
Okay. Nikki, I read an interesting tweet the other day. A bloke tweeted out, "My wife and I play this fun game during quarantine. It's called, Why Are You Doing It That Way? And There's No Winners." Now, although it's a funny tweet, but I guess there's a seriousness under that. When we're spending, you know, increased amounts of time with the people we love, we can grate on each other. What's your tips for avoiding that?
Well, I think, first of all, you need to acknowledge that this can happen and don't beat yourself up about it. I think a lot of people are putting a lot of pressure on their relationship that it should be all fine and perfect at the moment. So don't worry if you do find yourself bickering and arguing, but you really need to set some ground rules. So it might mean that you each get a space, or you get to rotate a space if you don't have a lot of extra space where you're living. Also, too, I think putting guidelines on arguments and frustrations. If you're having a heated discussion that turns into an argument, maybe it's time to say, you know what, honey, we're probably a little bit too reveled up at the moment. Let's stop for a minute and let's pick this up in another hour or two. You're also, too, still finding those moments to have fun with each other. So whilst you can get space and you can work out your conflict, you need to also work out, what do you do to be a little bit goofy? Is it doing a date night and getting your favourite takeaway and setting up a dinner table with a beautiful candle? Is it watching Tiger King on Netflix together? You know, find ways to incorporate laughter and humour as well, so it's not always just getting on each other's nerves and getting frustrated being stuck at home.
Really good tips there. We've definitely implemented in our household that we have our own spaces, but I have a problem with that because my partner has his video games room that he kind of goes off into to have his own time. But I get annoyed because the kitchen's messy and he's off playing video games. How do I combat that?
Well, chores is another thing a lot of people are struggling with, because all of a sudden you're home a lot more, you're making the house a lot more messier probably than if you were going to work. I think it's important to work out a structure for who does what, because the more that we go on through isolation, the more we're going to get frustrated with our partners at home, the more this is going to become a really hot issue. So if you haven't already done it, do it now and say, okay, let's work out a roster for who's doing the cooking, who's doing the cleaning up, and also to expressing how you like things around the home. As long as things are set in place earlier on, I think you'll find this whole isolation process a lot more easier.
What's the report card going to look like at the end of this pandemic, do you think, Nikki? Like, are we going to get gold stars for, you know, staying together and our relationships being bigger and better and stronger than ever? Or are we going to see breakups at the end of this?
Well, I think we could see a bit of both, because this is a huge thing for people to get through, no matter if you are in a relationship or you've just started dating someone or you've got to do long distance at the moment. And we tend to focus on all the good times and the happy times, and if somebody can make us laugh and do the right thing. But really, it's these struggle times that either make or break us as a couple. And if it doesn't work out the way that you imagine and it does break you, don't give yourself a hard time about it. Know that maybe this was the test that you needed to work out whether this was the right relationship for you or not. Because past coronavirus, there'll be other struggles in relationships in life. There'll be death, there'll be health struggles, there'll be finances, there'll be all these things. You know, a good relationship is one that can work through all those obstacles, not just be there during the happy times. So this may be a little bit of a test for a lot of people.
That's so true. If we come out of this still together, we know we can get through anything in life because we got through the
rona. What I'm hearing there, Dr. Nikki, is Gabby, don't let lasagna stuck to the side of a Pyrex dish be the end of your relationship.
But I get how that can be so frustrating too at the same time. So, you know, that can be a big issue. So I don't blame you for that.
Very good. Look, some really practical tips there. And you know what? When I speak to you experts, like, this is breaking it down super simply, and I guess I'm allowed to do that because I'm not a doctor, but it just comes back to talking honestly and communicating with the one you love the most, you know?
But the problem is a lot of us were not ever taught how to effectively communicate in relationships.
So
that's part of our problem.
Are we getting better at that as a nation?
I think now we will be because we're stuck inside
forcing.
Really text your partner or call them or send them an email at work. Be like, hey, babe, here's a list of all the things that you pissed me off today before you left the house. You're stuck at home with that person. So even though you might be able to call or send a text message or an email, you still have to deal with them. So maybe that's the silver lining for relationships, is that we might all just come out of this learning how to communicate and effectively have conflict as well.
You're a wealth of knowledge on the topic. If you want to, you know, suck in more of that knowledge, Australia, Dr. Nikki Goldstein's podcast, Sex and Life, it's available now through podcastoneaustralia.com.au. Dr. Nikki, again, great insights. Thanks so much for sharing this morning.
Happy isolation.
Happy ISO, doctor. Biffo and Gabby.